You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We'd like to invite you out to our services. Want to let you know that Danny Duvall is going to be ministering with us this coming Sunday. He's going to be with us 10:30 of the morning and 6:30 at night. Want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. If you're available, you're going to hear a great word. So let me tell you about Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape. I really do love Dan and his team. I think that they are great at what they do. They show up and take care of things around the church, and I don't have to tell them or anything like that. They just do what needs to be done. I'm glad because they have a great track record of success. I have a great track record of failure, especially in the landscaping front, and they've laid sod for me. They have reset my sprinkler system, replaced irrigation pump at the church. They've redone the irrigation system there. They even knew how to resolve the issue so that I didn't get the rust stains from the sprinkler system at the church on the building or on our sign anymore. If you drive by our church, you will see that when they say they want to create an outdoor space your family will treasure, that's what they did to the front, the Grove Street side of Merritt Assembly of God. They just said, hey, would you mind if we did a little landscaping? And I was like, no, go ahead. I came back and it's like, wow, that is stunning. And to the best of my knowledge, I think almost every plant has survived, and it's all because of their skill set. They are amazing at what they do, and on top of everything else, they love Jesus. They're not afraid to get out there and work in the heat. And if you've got a project involving anything landscaping, whether it's landscape lighting, water features, irrigation, putting greens, or whatever, Treasure Your Landscape would be a great source to have at your in your phone directory. 321-749-1432. We thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. So I hope that yesterday's program was something that you participated in. It was just us praising the Lord. And I think that, the enemy would really try and remove that from a lot of people's lives. But I pray that you will be a continual person of praise. And so we focused on praising him for who he is. We praised him for salvation. We praised him for his glory, for his healing. We praised him for the fact that he is honorable and honoring. We praised him because of his power. We praised him because of the breath that he's given us in our lungs. If you missed yesterday's program and you just want to go back and praise him, you could go to the radio station's website, WMIEFM.com. And when you get there, if you go to the archives or listen on demand, they redid their website, and I'm not as familiar with what the heading says up there now. But if you go to the archives or listen on demand feature, you can type in the date. This is the date. It was July the 28th, 2025. And if you want to something that will help you to prioritize praising the Lord in your life, that would be a great resource. No notes. It was just 30 minutes, 27 minutes and 26 seconds of us praising God. And I hope that's like priming the pump for Brevard County, that we'll say Jesus will be praised here. Okay? So that was yesterday. Today, I want to take you back to Revelation chapter 19, because we're working our way through the things that heaven praises the Lord for. This one will mess with some people's theology. I don't say that apologetically. I say that because there's some bad theology out there. Theology is the study of God. And there's some deception, and the purpose has been to confuse people and keep them in spiritual bondage when God wants to set them free. So let me read verses 1 through 3. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, which means praise the Lord. Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rises up forever. And so that's where we're going to stop. So this is the word of God. So if you have a problem with this, it's not a problem with Bob, it's a problem with God. And since God is not the source of any problems, then the origination of the problem lies outside of God, and it lies with confusing spirits, deceiving spirits. So, to put this in a sentence structure here for you, I mean, when I was going to school, we had to diagram sentences, and I never was very good at it. I do a very rough concept of that when I'm teaching, but this is what it says, hallelujah, or praise the Lord. And in verse number 12, it says, for true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged. So today we're going to praise God because of his judgments. It's plural. I don't know if you've ever known someone that was a good person. They were a talented person, but they had poor judgment. But God does not suffer from that. God's judgment is just as perfect as he is. Many people make judgments due to perspective, but not total perspective. A lot of people make judgments because of the partial information that they have been given instead of the total. Many people have adopted this philosophy. So this is what I say. When I was growing up, the first Bible verse that people memorized was normally John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So that tells us why Jesus came. He came because the Father loved us. He came because the Father sent him. He didn't come to condemn. He came to save. But there is a human element. And so Danny Duvall is going to be with us this weekend. Danny Duvall had shared something with our congregation several years ago about active and passive voice, but also a middle voice in the Greek language. And a middle voice meant that there was responsibility on both parts. So a lot of times, if someone blesses you, you are passively involved in that, and that they have been active in being a blessing. Okay. And there may be times where you and I, you know, at some point in time, you should be the blessor, and sometimes you may be the person who receives the blessing. But in a middle voice, it is a divine partnership. It is active on both parts. That's my, you know, best explanation for it. If someone has a more precise way of explaining that, you're more than free to send me an email and let me know. But that's my generic understanding. Both of us have responsibility. And so we if you're waiting for the other party to act, you may be the person who should be acting in the first place. So we are not to make judgments that are unrighteous judgments. We're not to use unjust measures. So a lot of times in those days, things were done by weight. And so what some unscrupulous people did was they used a lighter weight when they were buying. And then, let's see, no, they would use a heavier weight when they were buying, and they would use a lighter weight when they were selling. So they would get more grain, and then when they were purchasing it, and then whenever they were selling it, they actually sold less than what they were. So give you a little bit of an example. I don't have ice cream in the house very often. I try not to. I can resist anything but temptation. So the 4th of July, we had some family in, and let's see, they actually left the right before the 4th of July, but my wife and I decided, hey, we were going to celebrate like we had the whole family over, and the whole family was her and me and a dog. And there was a dish that I had grown up eating from a restaurant in town, and it was amazing. And I said, could we try making that? And so we gave it the best effort that we could. We found out we needed to tweak some seasoning. We needed to add some more cheese the next time, but what we did was really good. But because it was a holiday, we decided to go beyond our norm, and she likes apple pie and I like ice cream. And July 4th, we used to always make homemade ice cream. And so I went to the store not to make ice cream because I am just as content not to make it. I love the taste of homemade ice cream. I just don't necessarily want to put in all that effort. And so I went to the grocery store and I bought a complete half gallon of homemade ice cream. It says on the package 100% half gallon. You know, it, in other words, they have not shrunk their packaging. They are still selling the same quantity, while other brands, which used to be a half gallon, are smaller than what they once were. They may look similar, but they're fractionally smaller, and so they kept the same price. They just gave out smaller portions. So you and I, we need to recognize, you say, well, what is all that? We need to make our decisions and make our judgments based on the standards of God's word, not anything else. So here, heaven, with perfect perspective, it says, praise God for the judgment, for his judgment, because he has judged. So the verse that everyone tends to memorize now is judge not lest you be judged. Well, that just means I'm not the one creating the standard. Not only am I not creating the standard, you're not creating the standard. It does not mean that there is not going to be judgment. Instead, it means that judgment and justice belong to God. And it does not mean that God is not going to judge, because he is. He is the judge of the spirits of all mankind. That's one of his biblical titles. He is qualified to judge. He has established the standards. It's not a shifting standard. So we have seen here in America where people go back and they say, you know what, in order to make this person look bad, we've got to go back and change the standard and go back to what it was. Well, God's standard is a perfect standard. So this is what heaven praises God for: God's judgment. So this is judgment for all things eternal. It is judgment over demons. It is judgment over his plan, his purpose. It's judgment over every man, every woman, every child. It is a universal judgment, and it says that God's judgments are two things. Well, let me put three things. First of all, they are his judgments. His. So if you violate them, you now find yourself having to have a conversation with him. The other two things that are adjectives to describe his judgment are, his judgments are true and they are righteous. So make no mistake about it, these are heavenly legal proceedings. Him sitting on the throne, he doesn't just sit there as king. He also, and you could go back and read this, I believe it's in the Psalms, where he is the judge, he is the king, he is the lawgiver, and he is the savior. He is all of those things wrapped into one. And he's perfect at all of them. So these are legal proceedings, and they determine the punishment that is eternally valid. So let me describe the appearance before God the judge. Believers will appear before the Bema seat of Christ, the anointed one. We are there because of the sacrifice and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And because we have said, God, we want to live with you as our Lord, would you forgive us our sins and be the Lord of our life? And God, here we are. We are available. Use us how you would use us. Use us for your glory. And with every person, there are going to be, when the Bible talks about the Bema seat or the judgment seat of Christ, it is talking about that our lives will be tried by fire. So there are some things that are going to be done in faith. Those will come forth shining as gold, metal, and precious stones. There's going to be things done out of obedience. There's going to be things that are done to the glory of God. All of those are going to be, you know, gloriously luminescent. They're going to be shining because they've been done for the glory of God. But there's a lot of other things that weren't done for us or for God. They were done for us. Things that were not done in faith, things that were done in disobedience, things that were not done with the right motive, those things are going to be consumed. But it's not a judgment seat of whether or not we're going to heaven. That is determined by our relationship with Jesus. For those who reject God's offer of salvation, there is the great white throne judgment. You can read about it in the book of Revelation. At that throne, even those who refused while alive will spiritually bow their knee and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is righteous and true in his judgments, and they will be removed from his presence for all of eternity. That's the judgment. And God's judgment, even by those who are judged, will be seen as righteous and true and just. So true means that it's true, it's sincere, it is correct, it is aligned with God's law, and it is God's truth. It is a divine attribute. His righteousness is just. It is righteous. It is correct. It is completely void of any anything incorrect or improper. Okay? And so I kind of like to put it to you this way. If you are not content to live in fellowship with Jesus here on earth, you would be miserable in heaven. Now, understand this. God wants you to spend forever in heaven with him. He really does. But you and I either choose to accept him or choose to reject him. And it's not personal. It is perfect holiness. And a lot of people don't like. So when Paul was ministering to his authority that had the power to release him, he would talk to him about righteousness and self-control and the judgment which was to come. It caused that guy to be so unsettled that he dismissed Paul and said, that's enough for now, I'll talk to you about it later. A lot of people don't want to deal with the day we're going to stand in the presence of Jesus. Many people live as if the goal is to get to heaven by the skin of your teeth. I want to give Jesus just enough to get me there. I want to tell you, that's, you know, I pray that, you know, people who live like that truly do have a relationship with Jesus. But I tell you, that is such a miserable way to live. God does not want you miserable. The reason he wants Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, not just for eternity, but for as much of that life here on earth as possible, is because living under his lordship is the best way to live. So when heaven is praising him, they are praising him for his judgments. They're his judgments. They're true. They're righteous. And he has judged. It's not something that he's just going to do. It is something that he has already done. It is something that he does on a daily basis. And in this case, it says he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication. We'll talk about the aspect tomorrow, but I want you to know that God is not distracted. It's not that he doesn't know what's going on. It's God is a God of mercy, and he really does want people to repent. At one point in time, there was a situation that I was facing. There was a person who had done something, and I tried to have conversations with them. They wouldn't disclose. And I, in all honesty, I was praying, God, I need you to deal with this. And God said, I put you in a position to deal with this. I was like, well, that's not the answer I want to hear. And, I did everything in my power to give that person an opportunity to repent. And finally, I just had to say, hey, you know, I know what's gone on, and we need to act in such a way that it's going to be for your best interest. And that, unfortunately, didn't happen. I want you to know that God he knows the thoughts that we think and the intents we have in our heart, and he really wants us to have a relationship with him. This concept of praise him for his judgments and how he's judged is meant to keep us in humility before him, for he is a perfect judge. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.